wireless. Wireless, or radio as it's sometimes called, is the most wonderful discovery in an age of discoveries. Seated comfortably in your home, you can hear music, lectures, and news broadcast hundreds of miles away. By means of wireless telephony, you can carry on a conversation with a friend on the other side of the world. I listen in almost every evening.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down.
Jumped in the warm, mad night, hearing a wild tenor man's bawling horn across the way going, ee-yah, ee-yah, and hands clapping to the beat, and folks yelling, go, go, go. And far from escorting the girls into the place, Dean Moriarty was already racing across the street with his huge bandaged thumb in the air yelling, blow, man, blow. And a bunch of colored men in Saturday night suits were whooping it up in front. It was a sawdust saloon, all wood, with a small bandstand near the john on which the fellas huddled with their hats on, blowing over people's heads. A crazy place not far from Market Street, in the dingy skid row rear of it. Folsom Street, actually, near Harrison and the Big Bridge Causeway. Crazy, floppy women wandered around sometimes in their bathrobes, bottles clanked in alleys, and back of the joint in the dark corridor, beyond the splattered toilets, scores of men and women stood against the wall drinking wine spodiote and spitting at the stars. Wine spodiote being wine, whiskey, and beer. And the behatted tenor man was blowing at the peak of a wonderfully satisfactory free idea. A rising and falling riff that went from ee-ya to a crazier ee-ya and blasted along to the rolling crash of butt-scarred drums hammered by a big, brutal-looking curl-sconced guy with a bull neck who didn't give a damn about anything but punishing his tubs. Crash, rattle-tee-boom, crash. Uproars of music, and the tenor man had it, and everybody knew he had it, and Dean was clutching his head in the crowd, and it was a mad crowd. They were all urging that tenor man to hold it and keep it with cries and wild eyes. He was raising himself from a crouch and going down again with his horn, looping it up in a clear cry above the furor. A 6-foot skinny woman was rolling her bones at the man's horn bell, and he just jabbed it at her, playing ee, ee, ee. He had a foghorn tone. His horn was taped.
Een hele goede avond, luister naar Blues Radio Amsterdam. Een dampend begin. Het eerste fragment dat u hoorde was een linguafoon taalkursus uit 1934. Met een lofzang op de prille uitvinding die wireless of een radio heet. Na de begintune de beschrijving van Jack Kerouac van een jazzclub eind 40er, begin 50er jaren. Dampend en swingend. En daar paste Roy Eldridge Minor Jive uitstekend bij. Een nummer geselecteerd door Jules Deelder van een van de vier door hem samengestelde verzamel-cd's. Meneer Deelder had een fantastische jazzcollectie op vinyl. Het nummer van Eldridge staat op de cd Deelder Rhythm. En, om Deelder nog even te citeren, er wordt al genoeg geouwehoerd over muziek op de radio. Deze uitspraak deed hij tijdens zijn uitzending voor een jazzzender. Ik ben het helemaal met hem eens. Muziek dus, want dat draait het om in mijn uitzending. Verder met meer muziek van de beatgeneratie.
Charlie Parker and the All-Stars.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
On piano, ladies and gentlemen, great gentlemen, Al Haig. Al Haig on piano. On trumpet, clean from Brooklyn, we bring you Red Rodney. On bass, Tommy Potter. And finally on drums, Joe Haynes. Did I say Joe? Well, you know I meant Roy. I didn't mean it, really. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to start things off, based on How High the Moon, here's Ornithology.
Thank you. from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I'll get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Tell me, why should it be true that I get my kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. Get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. kicks out of you.
Thank you. We would like to play a tune that was composed by my worthy constituent, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie, in the year 1942. We sincerely hope you do enjoy Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts. The name of this song. Salt peanuts.
Thank you.
peanuts.
En dat was Salt Peanuts van het album Live at Massey Hall uit mei 1953. De bezetting was Mingus, Parker, Gillespie, Powell en Roach. En dan de weg terug naar het begin. Stan Getz, Parker 51, George Shearing, Mambo Caribe, I Get a Kick Out of You van Billie Holiday, Billy's Bounce van Parker, Miles Davis, Gillespie, Thornton en Roach, Ornithology van het Thelonious Monk Quartet, Hot House, ook weer van het legendarische Massey Hall Concert. In het volgende uur een overzichtje van muzici die geïnspireerd zijn door het boek On the Road van Jack Kerouac. En Jack himself heeft ook een niet onaanzienlijke bijdrage. Tot zo!